Text 2. Two students discuss how they're going to make their way to a school.
Before you listen to text 2, read questions 3 and 4 now. Listen to text 2 and answer questions 3 and 4.
Aisha and Namjin are excited about going to a school in the countryside. They study in the city and have not visited the village school before. "Shall we walk from the bus stop to the school?" asked Aisha. "Yes, there's no other way to get there except on foot," replied Namjin. Aisha and Namjin looked at a map closely and decided to walk from the bus stop to the row of shops where they could sit in a coffee shop to wait for Mrs. Lim. From there, she would guide them to take a shortcut from the shops to the bridge. They cannot enter the school without her anyway, so they need to wait for her. From the bridge, she will show them a community garden that the students from the village school have helped to grow. Mrs. Lim hopes the students will take back some ideas that they can use to start a community garden in the city. "Although we cannot grow many of the vegetables there because of the climate difference, there's still a lot we can learn from it," Mrs. Lim had told them. However, due to the heavy rain that started when they met their teacher, Mrs. Lim changed her mind and said they should cross the bridge quickly to get to the school for shelter first. The visit to the community garden was shelved for later.
Question 3. Which of the three lines shows the correct way to school? Question 4. Which picture shows where the children will wait for their teacher? Listen to text 2 again.
Aisha and Namjin are excited about going to a school in the countryside. They study in the city and have not visited the village school before. "Shall we walk from the bus stop to the school?" asked Aisha. "Yes, there's no other way to get there except on foot," replied Namjin. Aisha and Namjin looked at a map closely and decided to walk from the bus stop to the row of shops where they could sit in a coffee shop to wait for Mrs. Lim. From there, she would guide them to take a shortcut from the shops to the bridge. They cannot enter the school without her anyway, so they need to wait for her. From the bridge, she will show them a community garden that the students from the village school have helped to grow. Mrs. Lim hopes the students will take back some ideas that they can use to start a community garden in the city. "Although we cannot grow many of the vegetables there because of the climate difference, there's still a lot we can learn from it," Mrs. Lim had told them. However, due to the heavy rain that started when they met their teacher, Mrs. Lim changed her mind and said they should cross the bridge quickly to get to the school for shelter first. The visit to the community garden was shelved for later.